Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
As I've said since I first came back to the radio, there's winners and losers. The winners in this town are known as the New York Mets and the New York Knicks.
And
the losers in this town would be the New York Yankees and the Brooklyn Nets.
How are the
How you doing today?
You don't get to throw bombs like that. Why? Because Bam hit a game winner yesterday?
Six in a row.
Look, I'm happy for you with the Knicks, but don't take shots at my basketball team.
I'm not taking shots at nobody today.
You just did.
Did I?
You called the Nets losers.
When did I say that?
You just did.
I'm not sure if you heard me correctly. Let me back up the tape.
Yeah, start again.
Get up. The winners are the New York Mets.
Yes.
And the New York Knicks.
And the Brooklyn Nets. They're winners,
too. The losers happen to be the New York Yankees and the Brooklyn Nets.
Oh, no.
La, la, la.
No. You don't just get to say that. You don't just get to put that out there.
No.
You are right, though, about the Yankees. You are right.
I am right.
And there's no denying that.
I know that's that is the topic at hand now for, listen, let me just put it to you this way. And I put out a little tweet that, you know, a lot of people decided to react to one way or the other over the weekend. So let me just come right out and say it. If Major League Baseball wants to know everything about its sport that turns young people off, and it is a major problem for them, they're aware of it. They're not sure, how do we attract younger men and women, kids, to want to watch and love our sport the way generations before always did? And we did. We fell in love with baseball in the 50s and 60s and 70s and 80s and 90s. And then the world started to change. It's not baseball's fault the world changed, but it changed. Kids are different now. If you watch the New York Yankees this weekend, it is every reason why American kids hate baseball.
Because of 11 hits and 7 runs in
yes.
3 games?
Ugh.
Yeah. Yeah, but wait a second. Craig.
$200 million payroll.
No.
Can't get more than 3 hits
here's
a game.
Here's the deal. The New York Yankees scored 7 runs, had 11 hits in 3 games against the Tampa Bay Rays.
Where are those games played?
At Yankee Stadium.
Outside
of Tyler Glasnow, who has nasty, nasty stuff, they got shut down by guys that are not that good. Michael Wacha's not that good.
No.
Ryan Yarbrough's not that good. But I want to give you something that I think is kind of interesting.
And they got to Glasgow, or almost got to him early.
Yeah.
And then they once they got out of that second inning,
they had two big opportunities. Bases
yeah.
loaded, 2 out in the first. Gardner grounded out. They had second and third, 2 out in the third. Aaron Hicks lined out. But let me tell you something interesting.
Go.
The New York Mets, and they're not the main topic, but I want to show you something.
Sure.
The New York Mets scored 1 more run than the Yankees this weekend in Colorado. At Coors Field.
Good point.
They won twice.
The difference is
winners
and losers.
Well, because there are many ways you can win a baseball game when one aspect of your team isn't playing well. The problem right now for the New York Yankees is they are doing nothing well.
I disagree with you on that.
Nothing.
I don't disagree with it. I disagree with the first thing you said, that
what
the problem is. I'm total agreement. We all are. They're doing nothing well. And I agree with something I know you're going to say coming up in the, because I predict the future now, as you may know.
Yeah.
You're going to tell us at some point, I agree with you, that a 2-1 game can be far more exciting than a 10-9 game. It's the beauty of baseball. Here's the problem with the Yankees.
Go ahead.
And I've spent a lot of time eating an Italian sandwich today. I shared it with you.
I appreciate
that. Went to Parati's this morning.
It was very good.
Got an Italian sandwich. Gave my main man, my partner, half.
You did.
Cut it right down the center.
50-50.
Couldn't eat the whole thing myself. Said, let me give my main man
and
half.
And I asked you twice before I took it. Are you sure about this?
I go, I'm going to give my main man half. I already ate the whole one and go half these on that, right?
I appreciate it.
Here's the problem.
Go ahead.
In my estimation, with the New York Yankees, and that trumps all the other problems. And granted, there's a lot of problems, right?
Mm-hmm.
The biggest problem for the Yankees in their 5-10 start to this season is that there's an appearance of not giving a rat's ass.
I agree with that.
There's an appearance of not fighting.
I agree with that.
There's an appearance of not slamming a bat down.
I agree with that. Yep.
You strike out, you put your head down, you walk to the dugout.
You're right.
And there's an aspect of that more than anything else. And it's all there, right? We don't have to you talk about it. We all know they're not hitting, they're not everything, right? But when you appear to be apathetic,
mm-hmm.
well, there's just another out, that's what pisses people off.
You're spot on, and I'll take it a step further. When it was announced earlier this morning that Brian Cashman was going to meet the media, I had a feeling he was going to do exactly what he did. Now, there's a positive to what he did. Number one, he said, hey, I'm the leader of this franchise. We're 5-10. I'm going to come out and I'm going to talk about our team. I'm going to be the face of the team. I'm not going to hide during this 5-10 stretch.
Which,
and that's great.
I thought that was smart, by the way.
100%. Here's the negative. Everything he said for that hour diatribe that he had reinforces what you just said. The idea that there's no anger, there's no worry, there's no passion. Brian Cashman, for an hour, essentially said, don't worry. He essentially said, everything's going to be fine. And Craig, everything may be fine. It's only 15 games in a 162-game season. But for the Yankee fan watching over this weekend and listening to Brian Cashman a few hours ago, they want anger. Now, they want results, but until that happens, they want anger. And I got newsflash. You're not getting it with this team.
No.
You're not getting it with this manager. You're not getting it with the star players. So until they start turning it around and playing better baseball, which eventually they will, that thing that Yankee fan wants, which you just described well, they're not getting it. You're not getting bat slammed to the ground.
They're not. And I don't know if it's because of the money. I don't know. Listen, I know they
it's
care.
It's the personalities, Craig.
You're right. It is. The New York Yankees, forget about talent. No one argues they have talent. Now, there does come a point when the Yankees are going to have to stop saying it's going to come around eventually.
It's going to have to come around.
Because all right, now you played 15 games. I even asked Aaron Boone when he joined us last week, are you a 20-game guy, a 40-game guy? What's the number? It's an arbitrary number, but everybody's got a number. I think he said 40. All right, that also gives him more.
Well, we're not even halfway there yet, by the way.
At some point, they're going to have to stop saying, we're going to hit.
Craig,
we're going to figure it out.
Here's the question you got to ask yourself. All right, we could sit here for the next 5 hours and say, just keep everything the same and hope guys turn it around. And if that's your opinion, I respect that. But the other answer is to do something about it.
Yeah.
And that's a complicated question because you're not trading for Trevor Story tomorrow. You're not benching Gleyber Torres. I mean, unless you want to play Tyler Wade at shortstop. So when that question comes up, what are you going to do about it? It's not an easy answer. I will tell you this, Craig. I gave this a lot of thought. There is something you can do about this.
Okay, what
there
can I do?
Something bullhorn? You can
I got
do.
The bullhorn.
I think the bullhorn
helps.
If you
helps. Want me to go crazy nuts on the bullhorn for you Yankee fans, I could do that.
Well, do you remember 2005? Forget 1997. Do you remember 2005?
2005, I was drinking a lot.
Okay. Let me help you out.
I do remember. I do remember that.
The drinking part?
I remember that I fell in love with Grand Marnier in 2005. And, it's not a young man's drink, but I fell in love with Grand Marnier.
So then you probably forgot about April of 2005.
Have no recollection
in
whatsoever.
April of 2005, the New York Yankees were 11-19, okay?
I mean,
this was off of losing to the Red Sox.
Why didn't I just go
before?
Back to 2019 when they were 5-8, won 103, whatever
I'll tell
games.
You why.
All right, go
because
ahead.
They did something about it.
Okay.
In 2005, when the Yankees were 11-19, Brian Cashman did something bold. He didn't make a trade. Let me remind you what he did. He called up a prospect. This prospect wasn't even that highly regarded.
Go ahead.
His prospect's name was Robinson Cano. He moved Tony Womack to the outfield. He called up another prospect named Chen Ming Wong. And Chen Ming Wong had a great rookie season. Robbie Cano had a great rookie season. They also got contributions from a couple of other guys, Aaron Small and Sean Chacon. The Yankees won over 90 games. They finished tied for the American League East in 2005. I think most Yankee fans look directly at those moves and say that's what turned their season around. That's what they should do. And I'll give you the names. Aaron Hicks should be benched. Aaron Hicks is done as the starting center fielder. Well, who's the center fielder? Estevan Florial. He's been a big prospect for 5 years. He's barely played because there's been no minor leagues for the last year and a half. And you know what he does, Craig? He's fast. You know what this team doesn't have a lot of?
Speed.
He's a good defender. And you know what side of the plate he hits from?
Left.
The left side. Look, I don't know if it's going to work, but here's the difference that me and you may have today. I want to do something about it.
Yeah.
I don't want to just sit here and say, well, they're 10 and 15, the back of the baseball cards. Do something about it. That's number one. Number two, Michael King. Michael King's pitched twice now, 6 scoreless innings, the 3 scoreless innings the other day when Aaron Boone had this brilliant idea to use an opener. Enough of it. Give Michael King a spot in the rotation.
He's earned it.
Just like Chen Ming Wong. Now, I don't know if this is going to create the same result from 2005, but here's what I'm offering you. Here's what I'm offering the Yankee fans. Here's what I'm offering Brian Cashman didn't offer today. I'm going to do something about
it. I like it.
I'm not going to sit here and say, well, Aaron Hicks is better than this. Giancarlo's better than this. Look, they are. We understand
that.
You
know what it is, Evan? What
you're
saying?
But do something.
There's the key word that Evan Roberts is talking about, and it's called accountability.
Accountability.
And yes, is it a bad 15-game stretch that came at the worst time, the start of the season? Yeah. But you can't keep telling us that it's going to change when, you know, if it doesn't change against Waka, and it doesn't change against other average to middling pitchers, like against Toronto last week, when they're not going up against Cy Young, and they're barely putting up a fight. Like, you know, this Yankee team, which is now the worst record in the American League. Now, let's be fair about it. There's only one team in the American League East with a better than 500 record. That's the Red Sox, right?
Right.
So it's not like, you know, you're 10 games out, and it's a long season. But you can only say that for so long. And I'll tell you what. You know, on Friday night, the big story was not about the New York Yankees. The big story Friday night was that Yankee fans, quote unquote, embarrassed themselves by throwing baseballs on the field. I disagree completely. The New York Yankee fan showed more mettle and more personality and more want to than anybody on the roster.
Craig.
Because the Yankee fans stood up and said,
what are we doing?
We're not going to take this crap anymore. You can take your baseballs back.
All right.
Now,
you don't believe that, do you?
I do. And here's the good thing. And it's funny because we talked about it like a week ago.
Yes,
and I'm going to get the audio. I'm going to find that audio. The CeeLo's here. I'm going to make him find that audio. Here's the thing. Yankee fans are unathletic.
That's what you come to the conclusion of?
We didn't hit anybody. Yankee fans, all they did was hit the grass with the baseballs. And yes, is it a bad look? Wah! But the Yankee fans showed that they care more about the way the Yankees are playing than the Yankee players do. So, I am not encouraging you to throw crap on the field. You shouldn't do it. But I am mad at you. I am mad at you.
I did have a guy call up Saturday and claim it was an inside job from a Met fan. That a Met fan set the whole thing up and somehow convinced Yankee fans from all over the outfield to throw baseballs on the field, which I don't buy. Look, that was embarrassing. The booing, I understand.
I'm not saying you should do it,
right?
But I'm not mad at
you. Yeah, you're winking at Yankee fans right now.
I feel you, baby.
You feel it.
We got to stick together as fans. There's no time to jump ship.
Right.
I even saw the video of that guy in center field F-bombing Glasnow before the game. That didn't work out so good.
Look, F-bombing Tyler Glasnow's okay.
Glasnow, it's Glasgow.
Throwing baseballs all over the field. And where did they get the baseballs from?
Well, here's the dealio. That's a very good question.
Thank you.
Because you don't, I mean, unless they all brought baseballs with them?
Thinking this is a plan?
No, I don't think they brought balls thinking they're going to throw them.
So then what happened?
So I'm assuming because there's only umpteen thousand people in the stadium, and we have an update on that coming in a bit from Governor Cuomo. Either before the game, both the Yankees and Tampa were being very gracious by throwing balls into the crowd.
Right, which is normal, yeah.
Which
yeah.
does happen.
Yes.
I'm not going to say it doesn't. But I thought it was baseball giveaway day. And I'll say this. You can look at Yankee fans one or two ways. Unathletic or great aim. They hit the grass every time.
And that was what they were aiming for.
Yeah,
they didn't want to,
so.
They didn't want to hit anybody. They wanted to just send a message onto the grass.
That was Tampa. We're sorry. We're not trying to hit you.
Right.
We got to let the Yankees know this sucks. This sucks.
Yeah.
Five in a row. Well, getting. And you made the point on Friday. You know, if they lost the series, it was going to be their seventh consecutive series loss to Tampa, who's now a division rival. And forget about losing the series. They lost every game.
Yeah.
And then I was listening on the radio to a couple of games, actually, driving around. Because, you know, kids have stuff you got to go do. Got to do this, do that. So I put on the radio. And I'm listening. And when you hear it, it's so depressing. Then at one point, everyone got mad. Not everyone. I put out a tweet this weekend. Like, if you want to know what's wrong with baseball, listen to the Yes coverage of Saturday's game. And I have CeeLo pulling the audio so you can hear what I lived through. I thought my TV was broke. I like, what are we doing? Is this a non-announcer's game? Right? So
that happens sometimes on the broadcast.
Dude, but like, come on, man. It was awful.
Yeah.
Awful.
Yeah, but you know what? All of this stuff is true, but it's made worse when you score seven runs and get 11 hits in three games.
Yeah, and that's
the capper.
Unless it's a pitcher's duel.
Well, but Craig,
and it's, we have six hits, they got five hits, it's 1-1 in the eighth.
Craig,
maybe.
Here's my proof of this. My proof of this is the New York Mets this weekend. The Mets scored eight runs in Colorado. The Mets are averaging fewer runs per game than the New York Yankees. That's a fact.
Yes.
They are scoring
less runs. But they seem to be so much more exciting.
Well, because they're pitching. Because they're defending better?
Well.
What?
Not with DeGrom on the mound.
Well, look. Jake is the exception to every rule. Jeff McNeil can't field baseball.
But you know what it is? You're right about this. So if you did statistically, the Mets don't have many more hits. They don't score more runs. But there's a difference. And part of that, Stroman, I got to give him credit on this.
He plays with fire.
He's been lights out and he's listen. He's all energy.
Same with Lindor. Two guys bring that.
Yeah,
and
the Yanks don't have that.
Well, but here's the thing. Look, winning is number one. So let's just get that out of the way because that's obvious.
Sure.
Winning is number one. But I got to tell you, as an old school fan, I guess, here's where I'm new school. I love that. I love that when the Met game ended and James McCann threw a strike to second base, Lindor is pumped up as hell. He's pounding his chest. He's going nuts. That's good for baseball.
Yeah, I agree.
Now, look. The Yankee issue is they're not winning games. You don't need Aaron Judge doing backflips in right field. I'm not saying it's necessary, but stuff like that's good for the game. And Stroman, I mean, what he did after that great defensive play when he's screaming at his glove, that's gold right there. I mean, that's great.
Yeah, listen, there's a flip side to that. Not everyone loves it, but it's personality.
Wow. You know what? If you don't love it, then too bad. That's what I say to anybody, because this is where I'm new school, Craig.
Yeah.
I'm old school in a lot of ways in baseball, and you make fun of me for that. But where I'm new school is I like that kind of energy.
Yeah, you need it. Baseball needs it. You know, baseball needs personalities. It needs energy. It needs excitement. It needs, you know, Lindor pumping his fist
at
second base because McCann threw a dot, you know, to throw out Trevor Story to win the game. Like, you need that stuff. You need come-from-behind Ws like they had to save DeGrom, you know, and in the first game in Colorado. So even though the Mets might not be the best offensive team, they're not. The Mets might not get more hits than anybody. They don't. There is a difference in personality. Now, when it's all said and done, I'm not even telling you that the Mets are going to win more games than the Yankees. I don't think they will. But the Mets are more fun. And fun right now, considering the last year and a half everybody's been through, fun is very important.
Here's the thing, man. When you're losing, and the Yankees are losing, everything is examined. The lack of fun, the lack of passion, the lack of fight. Who's that veteran leader that's going to scream at people? The manager's personality, the general manager's personality. Everything is under the microscope right now. When you're 5-10, that's what happens. Are the New York Yankees losing because they don't have a lot of fire? No. Are they losing because the manager's a laid-back California guy? No. But what happens, dude, when you're not winning, everything gets examined.
Flip side of that, of course, we'll get to. The New York Knicks are winning. Give me Reggie Bullock from the corner for three. Nothing but net. I'll take it. As the New York Knicks have made themselves major, major contenders now for the NBA championship.
Well, hold on a second. What'd you say?
Major contenders.
I'm sorry. What was that?
Major contenders, you know, to win the title.
I want to.
Who wants some New York Knicks basketball? None of you want
Craig,
us.
I want to say positive things because I would say positive things.
The and Knicks that Durant's defied. Out again.
Shut Ooh. Your mouth. I'm trying to say positive things about the Knicks, but then you...
Suck a dick!
You are the one that causes me to not be able to do that without condescension because you take a shot Ooh, at KD,
quad.
You talk about winning a title. Yeah. Can you tell me what time during the show are you going to fantasize about Zion coming here? Just so I know.
I'm not.
Oh, you're not?
I'm not.
You're not going to do that.
I know he said he loved playing at the Garden. Who doesn't love playing at the Garden? Yeah. I got more guys who want to play the Garden than net players that actually play. Wham! My quad
why
hurts.
Can't you
out
just,
for 2 months.
Why can't you enjoy the best basketball this team has played
I'm
in 8 years,
it.
As opposed to taking shots at my
I
team?
I didn't take a single you, shot at the Nets.
You didn't take a
run the tape back. I didn't take a
Craig,
single
you've
shot.
You've taken five shots at the Nets. I've said nothing about
no,
my
no,
team.
All I said was the Knicks are now contenders.
Contenders
you
for
view,
what?
You view that as a shot at the Nets. I'm sorry that you're insecure.
Well, what are they contenders for?
We'll get into it. We got five full hours of highly rated radio
I can't
to
wait.
Do today. Phone number to join, 877-337-6666. It's Evan Robertson, Craig Carton. We got lots to do.
Suck up, dick!
All right, relax. Oh, can you do me a favor? Can you have the store people make a shirt that says that on it, please? If you don't mind. Because everywhere I go, people ask me for the Sukadeet shirt. So I'm like, listen, I used to have one back in the day. But I don't have any more. So if you guys
I
can make them,
I think that would be the
going.
Hottest seller. I'm wearing one of our brand new shirts.
What does it
winners
say?
Winners and losers.
Winners and losers.
Which
shirt.
I feel like, you know, because the Knicks won yesterday and the Nets lost, that kind of bothers me. But the Mets did win and the Yankees lost.
Yeah.
And there's other things. But I do think that the Sukadeet shirt
yeah.
would be a number one seller.
It would be the best-selling shirt the store ever has.
Yes.
Can you get me Jess on the horn, please? Winning. I want to make sure that that gets done. They did a great job getting us samples
yes.
of the winners and losers shirt. And I just weird timing that we got them today. But I'm thrilled that we got them today because today is official winners and losers day.
Yes. Do you like how I'm wearing it?
Much like it's Patriots Day in Boston.
Yes.
It's winners and losers day in New York.
Winners, losers.
And that's very good on you.
Thank you.
Very good
I
on you.
I appreciate it. It's very comfortable.
Nice.
Very comfortable.
There is one little issue with the shirt.
What?
Big Mac.
What do you mean Big Mac?
Triple XL. Yikes.
What's the issue?
Well, it cost me an extra $4.95 to have them made.
Oh, is that what it was? It cost
yeah.
an extra $4.95.
More material. But here's the good
Everything
news.
Everything I'm wearing from underwear to socks is boarded big and tall. Don't tell me about the shirt.
Here's
aware.
The good news. The good news is that Tommy only wears a small, so it evened out.
That's right.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
I was just checking out some tweets along the way.
Did a lot of the tweets feature blame of you rooting for the Yankees that has led to that?
Yeah, I'm the big Maloik now. I'm the mush.
Yep.
Okay, they're 5-10. Slow your roll. I'm the mush. Are I came you? Back. The Knicks are in fourth place. I'm the bad guy. I mean,
don't deflect.
I mean, you can't
don't deflect.
You can't just pick one franchise.
Yes.
I came back. The Giants won four games in a row. Shut up.
You were deflecting.
I came back. The Jets got Zach Wilson. Shut up.
Right.
That's right. I
came you came back.
Back? The Nets get three of the best five players in the league, and the Knicks win six in a row. Shut up.
Deflect.
So there's
deflect.
A guy named D. Cohen.
Yeah.
D_Cohen33. F. Lindor. I'm a Mets fan. That's April 1st.
Oh, because he turned down the contract?
No, cold
at least
take.
We thought he turned down the contract?
Cold take, no. Dummy.
Hey, Francisco Lindor, for the most part, hasn't hit. He did have the game-winning hit in the DeGrom game. He hasn't hit.
It's all right.
But
don't
what's
matter.
Been great about it is his defense has been spectacular.
Yeah, Luis Rojas is incompetent. McCann can't hit. The Mets, again, don't have a big hit in them. McCann cannot hit. I've seen enough of McNeil. Blah, 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 blah.
Why are you picking on Met fans tweeting something a week and a half
oh,
ago?
Oh, he also thinks I'm a bad guy.
Well, that.
Listen, you want to play the game, Ace? I got 5 hours and a big microphone.
Yeah, but you also said to Yankee fans 5 days ago, wah, you guys were worried. Wah, you guys are worried.
Yeah.
Are you worried? Is there a little bit of part of you that's a little bit worried?
The only, listen, it all sucks, of course, but the thing that bothers me the most is the apathy. There's no explanation. There's no place for it.
Well, the explanation is that's their personality.
No, that's not. I don't accept
that.
You
don't buy that?
And I know it's the whole thing. Well, listen, they do care. No. You have to act like you care.
Yeah, but let's take.
You got to show some pride. You have to break a bat over your knee. You got to take it out in a Gatorade thing. You got to get kicked out of a game. Throw the ball at someone. Something.
Yeah, but Craig, who are the two best players on the New York Yankees position player-wise? Would you agree it's DJ LeMahieu and Aaron Judge? Is that a fair answer?
Yeah, how could I argue that?
All right. What are their personalities? DJ's nicknamed the machine not only because he hits like a machine, but because he doesn't show a lot of emotion.
Yeah.
Same thing with Aaron Judge. Like, those two guys are clearly, when healthy, the two best hitters on the team. And production-wise, they've been the best two hitters on the team this year, even with a terrible start from this team offensively. Their personalities are what?
Yeah, vanilla.
Derek Jeter had a vanilla personality, but the reason why this would rarely ever come up is because they rarely lost 10 out of 15 games when Derek Jeter was the captain.
Yeah, that's a good point. And they're 2-8 in their last 10, blah, blah, blah. Here's Louie in the Bronx. Louie, good afternoon. How are you?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, buddy?
First, I'm going to get to the Yankees, but Ev, I think Lindor may be pressing to try to live up to that $300 million.
Maybe.
Yeah, but you know what? He's going to be fine.
As long as they win and he's playing top-notch defense, they can live with him getting off to a tough start offensively.
He's going to be fine.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's get to the Yankees.
Yeah.
No defending Brian Cashman here. He clearly has a blind spot for starting pitching. He can't identify it. Cole was a no-brainer. We could have did that, $300 million, whatever they gave.
Sure.
Okay? Aaron Hicks in center field. This guy isn't 23 years old. He's 31. He's a lifetime 230 hitter. He's with the Yankees maybe 6 years. He has about a total of 370 hits. He's never had over 120 hits in a season. Why is this guy the center fielder? Maybe we should be killing the Yankees for not going after Springer.
Well, okay? I think what we can't ignore when evaluating Aaron Hicks, despite what he did over the weekend, is he's actually a good defensive center fielder, despite the third inning yesterday in which he forgot how to play the position. And what we also can't ignore about Aaron Hicks is he's one of those players that's not defined by a batting average. He's defined by his on-base percentage. He's defined by the fact he had 27 home runs a couple of years ago. He's defined by the fact he's a switch hitter. Right now, he's terrible. Look, I said this to you earlier. The move I'd make, because you're not making a trade, let's not waste our time with it, would be to bench him and call up Estevan Florial and give it a try. So I'm with you on sitting Aaron Hicks, but he is just one of many that's underperforming over the first 15 games.
Yeah, and listen, I don't know how many times they could come on our show or, you know, talk publicly about, you know, him getting on base. You know, the guy's batting third in this lineup and producing nothing.
Well, he's not
getting striking out.
Well, here's the thing, Craig. In 2021, he's not even doing that. Like, right now, he's not getting on base. He's not doing anything well. Those other things he's done well, like defending center field above average, like get on base at a 380, 370 clip, it's not happening. He is off to a dreadful, dreadful start. And there isn't much you can do 15 games into a season other than giving players a shot. And, you know, he mentioned a blind spot for pitching. Here's the thing that would annoy me. The New York Yankees have some really good young arms. Davey Garcia was impressive last year. Michael King has been impressive. Where are they? Why is Michael King coming into a game after Nick Nelson allows two runs in the first inning? Why is Davey Garcia wasting bullets at the alternate site? Why aren't these guys here right now?
Yeah, and when are we going to start attacking Giancarlo Stanton? When does that happen?
Well, he had a home run the other day.
A meaningless home run, which is a typical Stanton home run. I mean, Stan's batting 176. You got three guys in the lineup every day batting under 180.
Look, he's got more RBIs than basically five other guys in the lineup combined.
Yuck. And the thing is, there's nothing worse than irrelevance in sports. We know that story all too well over the course of the years. Once you become irrelevant, that's the worst place to be, right? But not caring or acting like you don't care, because I do think they care. There's professional pride. I'm telling you, when you become a boring watch or a boring listen, you turn a fan base off quick. And right now, the New York Yankees are like watching the grass grow. Part of that's losing, obviously, but they're not losing in an entertaining way.
Who on this team?
And I'll tell you something else.
Yes.
And it reminds me of Met fans in this regard. Only
why are you taking a shot at
this? This is not a shot. You'll appreciate this.
All right, we'll see.
The Met fans have felt over the last couple of years, I used to be one, I know, okay? That if the Mets got down 1-0, oh boy, right. Big trouble, right?
Yes.
Every time the Yankees are down, after giving up a run in the first three innings, it seems like an insurmountable mountain.
It does, you're right.
Like, oh my God, how are we going to get back in this game?
You're right. You're
down
right.
a run. That's a problem.
But they're not this bad.
Like,
they're just not this bad.
We all have to say this.
Yes.
For the first time in a long time, thank God for the New York Knicks. Thank God.
Should I just let him have this moment?
For the New York Knicks.
Okay.
That's what I'm talking about.
You got
about.
It. Have this. Thank God for the Knicks.
Yes.
There are hope in this town.
Wow.
They run this town. They're our only opportunity at winning a championship. So I'm with you.
I didn't say
thank
all that.
Thank God for the New York Knicks.
Don't make it worse than it already is.
What?
Because I'll make fun of how you swung the bat towards that little dollhouse.
I'm proud of the way I swung the bat.
Why'd you choke up?
Well, I'm not playing baseball. I'm destroying a dollhouse.
Harry's in Babylon. Harry, what do you got?
Hello.
Hello. What's up, kid?
I think I just heard Evan say he was proud of the way he swung at that dollhouse.
That's right. I am, yeah.
Listen, I love you guys. I love you to death. I've been coaching baseball, t-ball.
Oh,
I'm coaching 10, 11-year-old girls softball now. Some of my girls swing a bat. Better than the way
but, Harry.
I think that's
Harry.
A very good point
Harry,
you're making.
Harry, can I just ask you a question?
Sure.
Was I playing baseball or softball?
You were destroying a dollhouse.
I was destroying a dollhouse. Now, is there
Big
a
Mac,
proper
Big
strategy?
Mac right
say that one more time.
I said Big Mac would have did it the right way. A couple of swings, done.
Big Mac was swinging like he was in the cages.
And
he got tired after two swings.
That's true. You got to remember, I'm swinging down. So my strategy, and I want to walk you through this, Harry, since you're a coach. My strategy was, all right, if I'm swinging
but
down.
But you weren't swinging.
Hold on a second.
You choked up. And
I
you were like,
choked up, got down, and went boom, like down,
no,
like an axe.
You didn't do that.
Yes, I
you
did.
You didn't swing.
Did you ever see The Shining when she's holding the bat and Jack Nicholson's approaching
her?
Yeah. And she's like that? It was a little bit like
it's
that.
More like that.
Listen, all I know is I destroyed the dollhouse.
Harry, what else? Go ahead.
I just want to comment on the swing. That's all. You guys are doing a great job.
Appreciate now, listen,
it.
A lot of people said with the swing FSU, that thing needed to be lit on fire. That was a little disappointing.
I agree.
That you take the one swing of the axe, you kiss the axe,
all right.
And I could tell, having looked at that video a number of times, that axe has gotten very little play.
Very little play.
That
looks
like a brand new axe, frankly.
No, it's not a brand new axe, but I admit it. I haven't chopped up that much wood with it.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, though. One, I took a lot more than, if you think I broke that thing in one whack, thank you very much. I took a lot of axe. Someone edited the video.
Fair enough.
My whole video was up there, but it was just that one
go
swing.
Ahead.
But the other thing is, I didn't get tired after two swings. I realized I wasn't going to break it that way, and I realized I loosened it enough from the ground that pushing it would have been
better.
Why can't we light it on fire?
It,
because I'll tell you what, I can burn it on. I can light it on fire for the next one.
For
there'll
this
be a video
Friday.
Of it. Yeah, there'll be a video.
Oh, good. So this
like
Friday is FSU.
I can't do it Friday morning. I can't set the thing ablaze and then go to work.
You have our permission to do it on Thursday.
Right, I'll do it
and
at night.
Save the video so that we will air it on Friday.
I'm going to cut up the wood during the day, and then I will burn it one night this week.
But we need like an explosion.
No, there's no explosion.
We don't just, like, we need
no,
to
there's
see.
There's going to be a very nice, contained
no, here's what
fire
we need.
Pit fire for you.
With gasoline or no?
No, not with gasoline.
No, then it's,
no.
Then it's, I'm not interested.
Well, I was also disappointed that if you're going to set it on fire, and maybe I'm being too picky here, I would want it in its original form. Like, in
well,
its
but that,
form.
Those legs are too long.
Oh, but how great would that be?
What am I doing? What is this, homecoming at, you know, Riley High? I'm not, I'm not having a big bonfire.
Well, why not?
Yeah, why not?
What's the issue here?
Because where am I going to have a bonfire?
You said you have a fire pit. Put the wood in it.
I have a fire pit.
Can you just put some gasoline in the pit so we can see the...
No.
Come on.
I cannot have an explosion in the
fire. I'm going to have to explode something.
Then you can buy
one. Dude, I have spent this entire weekend looking around my house. I went to my parents' house trying to find things to destroy for Friday.
Yeah.
Like, that's not my mission in life, is finding things.
Doesn't your father-in-law check out, like, when the garbage goes out, people put random stuff out?
Well, now we've encouraged him because now he used to do that just to kind of rebuild things. Now he's doing it for FSU Friday.
By the way, did you bring in the bench, the weight bar for me today? And the
I brought in two lug nuts and more will follow.
Two lug
nuts?
How about the plates?
No, I haven't brought in a plate yet. But piece by piece, this thing will make it.
You'll get this in 6 months.
Can we get it down over the course just of this week?
No.
Wow.
No.
It's tough.
5 days.
It's a lot. I'm not.
All you have to do is pick it up and put it in the back
all
of your car.
All you have to do is drive to my house and come
I
get it.
I told you, I'm not going to your house. Because that's where people go missing. I don't want to be one of those people that goes missing.
No one goes missing.
Yeah, I've seen enough Datelines. People go missing all the time. And if they don't find like a tooth, you know, or something like that.
They find a tooth.
They never find the people. Yeah. I want no part of that. Here's Big Steve in Long Island on the Fan. Steve, what do you got?
How you doing, guys?
How are you?
First, Greg, I called you last couple Saturdays. Greg, first I want to tell you, I love you. Hello, my Craig.
Thank you.
My name is Craig.
Thank you.
I was a recovering addict. I listen to that show every Saturday religiously. I love
it. Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much for that show.
Yeah, well, I appreciate the fact that you listen, and I have a platform to do it. It means a lot. Thank you.
So the other thing is, here's the difference between the Mets and Yankees. I'm a diehard Mets fan, and this is not just this year. You know, people goof on the Mets during spring training. They're celebrating like they won the World Series. Here's the difference between the Mets and Yankees. They have fun. They play with passion. They like each other. The Yankees are like a bunch of congressmen sitting in a freaking...
Well, I have very good news, though. I have very, very good news. The Yankees' problems... this is unbelievable. The Yankee problems just now in the moment have all been solved.
All been solved now?
Yes.
What happened?
Breaking news. Do we have the breaking news sound effect? I bet we do. I bet we do. Hey, Steve, you're going to love this.
Was it my idea about calling up Estevan Florial?
No. Although I happen to love that idea.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, so I love that idea.
It wasn't that. So
no.
What, did they make a firing?
It was not that.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
What do we got? I'm excited.
The New York Yankees have just gotten the news they needed and wanted. In case you're just tuning in.
Breaking news.
Breaking news. Mike Francesa has spoken.
Oh, no.
The biggest mush of all time.
What'd he say? They're done?
The Yankee proms run deeper this time.
Plan the parade route.
Breaking news.
Mike Francesa thinks the Yankees have real problems. And you can't just use April as the excuse. They're having a parade.
All is right with the world.
There you go. Thank you to Dan and Carteret put that out there. There you go. Perfect.
It's all going to be fine.
Now it's good. Now I have no worries. They don't play today, as you know.
They have an off day. Correct.
The winning streak is going to start tomorrow. Bang. That's the good news all Yankee fans needed and wanted.
And by the way, if they start winning, when they start winning, when the Mets have some kind of cold spell, let's all remember that phone call we just heard. The Mets all love each other. They're having fun, which sounds true and feels true.
Yeah.
But here's what matters at the end of the day. Winning. Because there are winners and there are losers. And when you're winning, everything's great. If you're businesslike, that's why you're winning, because you're businesslike. If you're losing and everybody's having fun, oh, look at these guys. All they care about is showboating. It's all about winning. And so when you're winning, we glorify those things. When you're losing, we look at every little thing and say, that's why they're losing.
Yeah, good stuff, good stuff. The Yankees are back. Francesa reverse Maloikdom. I love Mike. I've always said that.
Bums.
It's Carton and Roberts on the Fan, WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle.
vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!